Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuz for Esther Rus, Ras Naomi Sarah, Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rosh Zelig, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, Bracha Vatzlach, Ruchama Sayyideyim. There's a machlokas in the Gemara how the shofar should look. One opinion is that the shofar should be kafuf, should be bent. Why? Because it's better for a person to have kfifas hadas. The other opinion, stam of the Mishnah, is that it's better for the shofar to be pashut, to be straight, because a person should have pashut in ishtaiti tfei maile. It's better for him to have straight das. We see that even according to the opinion that holds that the shofar should be kafuf because a person should have kfifas hadas, nevertheless, he still holds his opinion of pshitas hadas. Just kfifas hadas is better, it's preferable. Which is a little bit surprising because Rosh Hashanah really should be the day of Hachna. Because Hachna, this Indian of Kfifus, of being bent over, of being subordinate, of being subjugated. So that relates directly to Tshuva. Harisa ki nichna achav melefana. Kniya relates to Tshuva. Since Kniya relates to Tshuva, you would think that Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of us here to make Tshuva, would be day of Kniya, but we see now. But there's an inyan of pshitus and the kulei alma. So we have to understand what this inyan of pshitus, how it relates to itzuma shel Rosh Hashanah, and we also have to understand how it's different than kfifus. So with this, we're going to go to the Parad Yitzchak and Maimer Tesvav Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that emes is miyisod de hanefesh. And therefore, Gnevis Das is worse than Stam Gezel. Stam Gezel, Akum is a machlokas, the Sugis in the Gemara. But Gnevis Das, everybody holds, even Das Akum is Aser. Why? Because Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Ki Emes Him Yisod De HaNefesh. Truth is from the foundation of the soul. So there's a very, very deep idea. What does it mean? The truth is the foundation of the soul, and therefore Gnevis Das is so Chama. So Chachamim tell us that normally we know that the Aleph Beis is first you have an Ayin and then you have a Pei. But in Eicha, the Pei, in the order of the Psukim, when it's Lefi Seder Aleph Beis, is Makdim La'ayin. There's Prakim that the Pei comes before the Ayin. Chazal tell us because they were Makdim Pei La'ayin. They said what they didn't see. Since they said what the Meraglim said what they didn't see, so that was their Sheker. Why? Because seeing is the Metzias. Saying is supposed to reflect that Metzias. But if they say first and they didn't see, so that means that they're saying a sheker because their words don't reflect the metzias. Because what is sheker? Sheker is when you have a metzias, you have a certain reality, and then what is supposed to be an outcome, an outgrowth of that reality, doesn't reflect the reality. So if I go to you and I say to you, can I borrow $50? And you lend me $50, and then afterwards I take you to court and I say that you only lent me $20, I only owe you $20, and you say, what are you talking about? It's 50. So I'm lying, because my words are not reflecting the reality. That is sheker. Sheker is this ihatama, this lack of cohesiveness between the source and the talada, what came out of the source. When you say a tmuna picture isn't true, you're saying that that's a nice painting, but it doesn't look anything like that person you're supposed to be painting. It's a nice portrait. It doesn't look anything like the person you're supposed to be making a portrait of. So that's what the word emes is. And that's, emes means that you have to be matim, you have to coordinate between the outgrowth, tolada, and the source. So, if the world would lack emes, so that would mean that the world would lack tselem Elohim, because man was created with tselem Elohim. What's this tselem? L'shon tzilum. Salmenu kidmusenu. Dugma shel ma'ila, Chazal call it. We're supposed to be like God. The less we're like God, the more sheker we are. Because our tselem, our soul, is supposed to reflect godliness. The more reflects godliness, the more emes there is. It's even expressed in the letters emes. Aleph mem tav, first, middle, and last letters of the alphabet. Which means everything is in their right place. The middle beautifully reflects the beginning, and it relates also to the end. Everything is in their right place. Everything is a reflection. Everything is in the proper place, in the proper order. Aleph mem tav, that's emes. Emes is that everything is as it's supposed to be, as is reality. The middle is connected to the beginning and also to the end. That's why it's right smack in the middle, and therefore and that connects also the beginning and the end. So everything is connected, the Aleph, the Mem, and the Taf. So if a person is living a godly life, their soul is godly, so then they're a proper tzelem, and that's what pshat is. Emes means sodei hanefesh, which means that the foundation of the soul is emes, because we have to be a tzelem. We have to be an image of God. So the more we're like God, the more emes our image is. And that's why Gnevis Das is so chomer, because Rashi says, Amatzalmenu kidmusenu lahavinu lahaskil. Lahavinu lahaskil means that's the point where our sechel and our havan and our understanding, that's where the tzelem elokim is most evident. And therefore, if somebody steals somebody else's das, somebody misleads somebody else, so that's very, very chamor, because he's taking that nekuda that's supposed to be most emesdik, and then he's putting sheker there. Because it's dafka in your mind, in your sechel, in your das, in your havana, that's supposed to reflect godliness and truth. And then if somebody steals your das, then that is creating sheker in the makom chiyus of emes. And therefore, it's very, very chamer, even more than regular gzela. And now we can also understand the psak of the Rimi Gash, who says that even if we hold shvua b'ksav is not chal, but that's only if it's not nogea to your friend, like I ate and I didn't eat. But if you promise something to your friend, then it has tokef, it has power, even if it's b'ksav. Why? Because you created a smichus das by your friend. In other words, the whole hakpada of bitui sasayim is only if ain das chaver murevis bo, if it has nothing to do with your friend. But if your friend is somich on you, so it's very, very chomer to mislead him, because the emes is miyasodei hanefesh, even b'ksav, such a shvua as chal. Also, the inyan of ischaivus of krisis bris. The Torah tells us that we make brisim, even b'nei Noach, Avram, and Avimelech. What's mechayiv somebody to keep a bris? We find in the Gemara and Musag of Tkis Kaf. I know that in the diamond business, my father, Zosayin Gesundtenstark, was a diamond dealer for many years, so they shake hands, mazel and bracha. Some say it's a kinyan d'oraisa. What's mechayiv for this Tkias Kaf? So the answer is, emes miyasodei hanefesh. In other words, we're not in the world of Isurim yet. We're in the world, there's an idea in Rishimich Kap like this also, there's something that predates Kaviyachal the Torah. That even before you get to the Torah, you just get to the human being. And the human condition is that a person has to be honest. And the male, if he doesn't keep a bris, so then he's not being honest. So you don't need the Torah to be mechayiv you to keep a bris. The very fact that you're a human being is mechayiv you to keep the bris. And tkiyas kaf, the very fact that you're a human being is mechayiv you when you shake the person's hand to keep it. Because he's so mechayiv you, emes miyasodei hanefesh. And that's only in avmush b'moed v'har Sinai. Because Tosfos asks, what's the koach of the shvua? Just like he's over al divrei Torah, he'll be over on the shvua. If the avera doesn't stop him, so why should the shvua? So we see from Tosfos that they were only bothered by shvuas har Sinai. Why weren't they bothered by the kabbalah of Nasav and Ishma? They asked about the shvua. Why didn't they ask about the kabbalah of Nasav and Ishma? In other words, what's the kabbalah going to help? If it be over on divrei Torah, be over on Nasav and Ishma. So the answer is moiridik. That if a person's makabel Torah is yotir smichus dat shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kabbalaso, and this is chayvus, obligates him to do it without any chiyuvim. So Tosfos asks from shvua, which is a din Torah. So then you're already allowed to ask on Isurim. If you're going to be over in divrei Torah, then be over in the Isur of shvua. But to ask on the nasav and ishma, it's not a kasha, because that's before the Torah. That's smichus das. That you can't do. That's not even a shaila. That's me'etzem teva hanefesh. And therefore, there's no tzad to be over on that. That's a different category. There's also halacha about somebody who's eino osam ma'ase amcha, somebody who's mischari, somebody who regrets this mekach, making the sale, and he's chozer bo. So even if no kinyan has been made, and therefore his chazar is a chazar, nevertheless we're makalim b'mishapara. There's a klal on this person who's parei from the Dora Mavel, will be parei also from him who's chozer b'dibura. So, frak the Gemara, how we curse him? To us the Kala, and answers the Gemara, v'nasi b'amcha le'sor, v'osim ma'isamcha. It has to be somebody who's osim ma'isamcha. And this person who retracted is not osim ma'isamcha. Frak Tosfos, why is he considered einam osim ma'isamcha? It's mutter to regret. He's not a rusher or an avarian. Answers Tosfos, it's true, b'chlel Yusuf, the Gavra, he's still an osim ma'isamcha. But in this prat, he's not considered osim ma'isamcha. So if you curse him bistama, so then that's usur. But if you curse him on this prat, for this infraction of being chozer b'dibur, that's beseder. So look there in Tosas. But it's very, very shver. What's pshat? Since sof it's mutter, so, and he's not considered an eino osa maisa amcha, so how can we say no? That in this prat, he's an eino osa maisa amcha, and in general, he's an osa maisa amcha, he's a good person. But in this prat, he's not a good person. In manavshach, how do we cut him up into two? But hey, mei matvarim, amcha understands that the mahus of a person is emes is miyasad de'nefesh. That's why in all cultures, they all hate liars. Because emes miyasad de'nefesh. They realize that something wrong with this. And with us, it's even more. We're called banim. So we have the greatest level of tzelem. And on this tzelem, that's the karka, that's the land in which the yisod de'nefesh are built. And emes is miyasad de'nefesh. So this amcha, osa masa amcha, is very sensitive to this pegiya and the madregas of tzelem. And therefore, somebody who's mischarit, somebody who regretted this asek, after he was yotzer tzmichos das benefesh chaveiro, this is mevatel, your friend's reliance on you. So this person did a ma'aseh that's misnaged li yisod ha'nefesh. Again, we're not in the realm of isurim here, which in the realm of yisod ha'nefesh, what's a person? So this person now is not amcha anymore. He's not banim. Banim is amcha. That's God's nation. And this person, by being pogeya, by impinging on this amcha, he was mamish, very, very, did something very, very chamor. He's not banim anymore. So in this nekuda, he's eino masa as amcha. So in the cheshbon of his surim, he's not a rashi, not to curse him. But in this nekuda, that he's eino, that he was pogeh, the emes, me yisodei anefesh, so there, he's eino osa masa amcha. So, now we understand the chashivas of emes miyasod hanefesh. That explains the chomer miyuchad of the isur of gneivas das, why it's more chomer than regular gzela, why it's matu the isur of klala, even if a person is over wasn't over an aver and there's no shemitz of rishus, and it's also the isod of krisus bris, it's also the isod of haftachas of tkias kaf, and that's the isod of kabbalah satora de krias nasav and nishma. The whole kabbalah satora is miyusad in this inyan of emes miyasod hanefesh. Otherwise, why do we have to keep the nasav and nishma? So we see that this emes miyasod hanefesh creates cheshbonos that precede averis of Torah. So now we can go to the makor of this mahalach. Where do we find the etzem musak of tzivuyim and asharas ala adam? In the pasuk vayitzav Hashem Elokim ala adam, that all the chiyuvim of the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei Noach come from there. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam. So that's where the Gemara learns the Zayin mitzvahs from that pasuk. So that's the first appearance of the musuk of tzivui gavah. But before this appearance of tzivui rishon, it says in the pasuk vayikach Hashem Elokim es ha'adam vayanichehu v'gan eden. Rashi explains that this lakicha is bedvarim noim. He was mefat to him to come in. In other words, he said to the person that if he comes into Gan Eden, la'avdo l'shamro, it's going to be zayir good for him. And these diburim, these haftachos have come in, it'll be good for you. Create by a person, smichus das. So you have this chovas kiyum haftacha before the nikuda harishona be'etzim musak tzivu. We know this before, it says, v'yitzav, Hashem l'kim ala adam, shoyin gezokt. It already says that vayikach Hashem Elokim es Adam ayinichehu b'gan Eden. This whole inyan of mitvar pitol likanes. Why? Because since emes is miyasod hanefesh, it's an uvda mechayeves. It obligates, and therefore, it even precedes the vayitzav. The commandment vayikach comes before vayitzav, because there's already a smichus das here. So after all of this, we can go back to the beginning, the Machlokas Tanoim. If Kamad Akai finished Daiti Tfei Ma'ilev, it's better to have Kfifus Hadas, or Pashin finished Daiti Tfei Ma'ilev. What's better? What's better? Nafkamina Lamaisa. Shofar should be a Kofuf, or should be a Pashut. What's straight or bent? So if we have to understand the Hus Midas HaPshitus has different Kfifus. And why Pshitus on Rosh Hashanah? So we start from the second side of the coin. Itzumo Shel Rosh Hashanah. The Matbeach HaSima of Rosh Hashanah is Melech al Kol Aretz. We see from this that the flame of Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalas Malchuso Yisbarach, Melech al Kol Haaretz. And we already explained that any Kabbalah that a person is makabel on himself, and every Haftacha that a person promises to his friend, derive their strength from that original fact of Tzivui, which precedes Tzivui. In other words, Emes Miyisel De HaNefesh. Why do you have to do what you said? Because Emes Miyisel De HaNefesh, even before Tzivui. So it emerges that the Tzuma Shel Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, which is Kabbalas Malchus Yisbarach, is built on the basis, on the basis of the assumption that Emes Miyisel De HaNefesh, because we're Makabel the Malchus. If you're Makabel something, that comes even before Tzivuyim. There's this Emes involved, and you have to keep your word. So now we can understand the Mahus of Midas Hapshitus and how it's different than Midas of Kfifus. So the Agdar is like this. Hachna, the Ritzono Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that comes from Bayitzav, that's Kfifus. You're listening to the commander. Hachna, that comes from the Yisod HaNefesh, that's Pshitus HaDaz. So these are two Giluim of the Ritzono Hashem. The first Gilui is Derech Tzivui, and the second Gilui is Derech Yisod HaShel Nefesh. And since the second Gilui appears in our Etzem Nefesh, our very soul, so the Hachna, this gilu is hachna l'roma musa shel nefesh. That's the height of the soul. That's the tall being essence of the soul, the elevated soul. So you're machne yourself to the roma musa hanefesh. And how do you do that? By zekifus koma, pshitus hadas. Stand up straight. You say, oh, I wanna connect to that high soul that I have. And that's what Rashi says. That we say, "Kama de pashit inish daiti tfei maile," based on the pasuk "Nisel b'veinu al kapayim el b'shamayim." In other words, pshita sadas is the suk hachna that's miskayim by his pashtusa shel akoyma v'zdakfusa, that there's the standing up of this person's stature from low to above, to that from below to above. Nisel b'veinu al kapayim el b'shamayim. We stand up straight. We lift up our hearts to God in heaven. That's this elevation. That's Pshitus Hadas. So the explanation of the Sukkah is like this, that the Kabbalah of Rosh Hashanah relates to two Bechinas. One Bechina, Kabbalah's all, Shel Ritzono Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it's revealed in his mitzvahs. And that's a Kabbalah soul of Romus HaNefesh, Emesh Miyisod HaNefesh. We have the Kabbalah Sol Ritzono, that's Mitzvosev, and then there's also the Kabbalah of Kabbalah Sol, of Romos HaNefesh. So we have these two aspects on Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, we're Makabal upon ourselves, the Ratzon of Hashem, the Mitzvahs of Hashem. And the other hand, there's this Kabbalah Sol of Romos HaNefesh, that we're just Makabal upon ourselves, the yoke of heaven, because we said we're going to do it even before you get to the mitzvahs, because emes is miyisod shel nefesh. So you need two types of hachna. You need hachna of kfifas hadas, and you need hachna of pshitas hadas. What does that mean? It means that on one hand, you have to be machnia yourself, bend over and say, I'm going to keep your mitzvahs. God, you said to do a mitzvah, I'm going to do it. That's the opinion that holds that shofar should be bent. And the other opinion that holds that the shofar should be straight is because that's Romus HaNefesh, that I was makabel this Kabbalah, and I'm going to keep it because the emes is miyisod HaNefesh, the nefesh is so elevated, it's so lofty, that it obligates me to keep my word. Emes miyisod HaNefesh, I have to keep my word. And we saw all these various halachas that stem from the fact that emes is miyisod HaNefesh, and therefore I'm going to keep my Kabbalah even before you get to mitzvahs. And the machlokas is which sug is better, but They're really both hachna. Rosh Hashanah is a day of hachna. Are you machne yourself to the din of pshitas hadas, or are you machne yourself to the din of kfifas hadas? In other words, you have to. Either way, you're bending over. Are you bending over, meaning are you giving of yourself? You're obligating yourself to the mid of romus hanefesh, and therefore the shofar is pashut, or to the kfifas hanefesh that you're just being makabel kodesh baruch hu's mitzvahs, and that's the bending over. Pshuta. There's also the bending over to the pshitas. You have to machni yourself to the pshitas. So definitely Rosh Hashanah is day of achna, but maybe you're being machni yourself to the emes, which is miyasodei hanefesh, that I have to keep my kabbalah. So that's a very, very tifa maimer, siyata d'shmaya. And the next maimer, in maimer tezva, it says zayin, the Rav goes further and he explains more, and I hope that we get to that in Mirat Hashem. B'ritzois Hashem darkeinu. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the financial, emotional, and spiritual means to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.